Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 12th, Tuesday, 2020, day 133. Today's topic, even though the Lord your King was your King. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 28 to 35. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1 to chapter 13, verse 22. John chapter 7, verses 1 to 29. Proverbs 15, verse 4. Today's main passage, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 7 to 15. Samuel said, "Now then, stand here, because I am going to confront you with evidence before the Lord as to all the righteous acts performed by the Lord for you and your ancestors. After Jacob entered Egypt, they cried to the Lord for help, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your ancestors out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, so he sold them into the hand of Sisera, the commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hands of the Philistines and the king of Moab, who fought against them. They cried out to the Lord and said, 'We have sinned. We have forsaken the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroths. But now deliver us from the hands of our enemies, and we will serve you.' And the Lord sent Jerubbaal, Barak, Jephthah, and Samuel. And he delivered you from the hands of your enemies all around you, so that you lived in safety. But when you saw that Nashat, king of the Amorites, was moving against you, you said to me, 'No, we want a king to rule over us,' even though the Lord your King was your King. Now here is the king you have chosen, the one you asked for. See, the Lord has set a king over you. If you fear the Lord and serve and obey him and do not rebel against his commands, and if both you and the king who reigns over you follow the Lord your God, good. But if you do not obey the Lord, and if you rebel against his commands, his hand will be against you, as it was against your ancestors." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, even though the Lord your King was your King. My heart ached when I received today's theme. What? God was our King and he is not our king anymore? Woe to us! Have you thought of the consequence when God was our king but no more? My heart ached and tears coming down nonstop. I knelt down. And cried out to God, O Lord, have mercy on us. Leaving God and kicked him out not to be king, God sent enemies that no one could overcome. Then God's people acknowledged their sins, confessed, and cried out to God. God acted, rescued, came, and when everything became normal, and same pattern happened, leaving God and kick him out, not to be king, then God sent enemies. Repeatedly and repeatedly. Enough. Enough? Now, we are having billions and billions of virus cells of COVID-19 attacking the whole human race. The most powerful countries are having the most heat and suffering. Are we willing to cry out to God? Do we know all this is because we do not allow God to be king? To be our king? Are we willing to repent? Confess, but without change, men act as king and suffer. Confess and change, God is king. His glory show forth and all will be well. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know all this suffering is because we do not allow you to be king. Lead us to confess our sins, repent, and be willing to listen and obey to you as our king. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you confess your sins, repent, and be willing to listen and obey to Jesus as your king? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you. Mm-hmm.